supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, researchers at Duke tracked attention problems as early as first grade to see how they relate to outcomes like high school graduation. What did they find?
Well, Mike, and this is a pretty comprehensive story. What they did was they studied almost 400 kindergartners in a multi-site research study that started way back in 1991. And they looked at how these children developed across their lives. What they found was early attention skills were the most consistent predictor of academic success. Of course, there's other things like popularity and likability, but they only had a modest effect on performance. It's these attentional skills that had the most critical effect. Children with early attention difficulties had lower grades and reading achievement scores than their peers. And then they looked further ahead in their lives and contributed to a 40% lower high school graduation rate. Now that's significant. And bear in mind, Mike, they didn't use the term ADD or ADHD. We're just talking about attentional difficulties here.
So what is that telling us in terms of ADHD? We've been hearing for years that kids are overdiagnosed with that, that they are put on medication. So what's happening?
Well, I don't know if it's being overdiagnosed. I do know that it's being overmedicated. The problem with psychostimulants is it works so well so quickly.
You mean drugs like Ritalin and so on?
Exactly. These drugs work so well, so quickly, that parents' and teachers' instinct is to say, well, we've cured the problem. Let's keep medicating the kids. But you haven't cured the problem. Medication is a short-term solution. We don't even know the long-term effects of these drugs. And these kids need other interventions.
Dan, what do you make of the role of self-esteem in this equation? I'm thinking if a child has trouble with attention, then maybe isn't very good at the schoolwork, then is being told, well, you need to pay attention, and it seems like something that could easily spiral out of control.
And it does quite often, Mike. And, you know, a child performs more poorly than the rest of his or her peers, that's shameful. You know, it's shameful. You tend to feel different. You feel isolated. So that's the problem, as far as I'm concerned. That's the problem that can last a lifetime, and very often does. So we've got to be able to understand these kids. We've got to be able to accommodate them. And when they do need therapies, we have to do so much more than just medicate them. That is not the answer. That's short term.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike. And